Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Sheldon. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting fifth. The DH, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Hegan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jerry Augustine. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Ellis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bibby. And now, play ball. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yount for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is hit by the pitch. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Kuiper moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Porter. The slide. Ashby applies the tag. Porter is out. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ashby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis takes first base on ball four. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sharp, who is chasing the ball. Ashby reaches third base with a triple. Ellis goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheldon takes first base on ball four. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sharp. Bell reaches second base with a double. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Porter for a passed ball. Bell moves to third. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning takes first base on ball four. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardi hits a fly ball into right field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spikes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Manning trying to get to third. Sharp throws the ball into Bebakwa, who tags Manning for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Scott moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ellis. Scott scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Darwin strikes out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babakwa fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Ashby takes first base on ball 4. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babakwa fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharp hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Babakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babakwa is 0-for-1 in the game. Babakwa hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sheldon takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manning moves to third. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Porter to Sheldon covering second. The throw back to home, and Manning is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 2, Indians, 2. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Porter hits a pop-up towards first. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Darwin strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Spikes hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ellis hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Duffy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-2 in the game. Sharp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Aaron pinch hits for Kurt Bevacqua. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron strikes out. Two outs. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Sheldon hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Lind now playing third base. Larry Anderson now pitching. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spikes. Yount reaches second base with a double. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Scott reaches second base with a double. Yount scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Jim Strickland now pitching. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Porter is hit by the pitch. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-3 in the game. Darwin hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money pinch hits for Mike Hegan. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott scores. Porter moves to third. It's 5-4, Indians. Bobby Mitchell pinch runs for Don Money. Tom Buskey now pitching. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis fields it and throws to home to get Porter. Mitchell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Gorman Thomas pinch runs for Charlie Moore. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sharp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Thomas moves to third. It's Brewers, 5, Indians, 5. Tommy Bianco pinch hits for Jack Lind. Tommy Bianco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bianco hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell now playing left field. Gorman Thomas now playing center field. Bill Sharp now playing right field. Tommy Bianco now playing third. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hendrick moves to second. John Lowenstein pinch runs for John Ellis. Pat Osborne now pitching. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hendrick moves to third. Lowenstein moves to second. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hendrick. The slide. Porter applies the tag. Hendrick is out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ashby takes first base on ball 4. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-3 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe Liss now playing first base. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Sheldon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sheldon. The throw from Ashby and he is out, Duffy applying the tag. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Yount strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Scott hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Brewers. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Tom Murphy now pitching. Boog Powell pinch hits for Buddy Bell. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to second. Don Hood pinch runs for Boog Powell. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to third for the out. Hood moves to second. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cardi is hit by the pitch. Hood moves to third. Manning moves to second. Tommy Smith pinch runs for Rico Cardi. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Charlie Spikes. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hood scores. Manning scores. Smith moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.